Welcome to The Upgrade, an insightful podcast where we dive into practical tips, insights, and information to help you level up your game, stop procrastinating, and start upgrading your life. On today's show, we're going to be upgrading our knowledge on motivation and delving into what that really means and how to have it regularly in your life by breaking certain mindsets and habits to help rewire your brain. But first, I think we should go into what we really think motivation is. So Carly, what does that mean to you, motivation?
Well, first off, hello everybody.
I'm so sorry. I'm your host, Samantha.
I'm Carly. It's your such a host. Good question. Motivation to me, I mean, I feel like for me, motivation and discipline kind of go together, but we all know the things that motivate us, right? Like we know when we go to the gym, when we move our bodies, when we drink enough water. Like I feel like the physical aspect really helps us keep up with feeling motivated, and it's doing the things on the daily that we know we have to do in order to keep moving forward. And so it's just acting in a certain way that's going to get you closer to where you want to be, taking the actions, reading the books, like doing whatever you have to do to feel inspired, whatever that is for you. Some people might be into, you know, like manifestation, the law of attraction, like whatever keeps you motivated. I think it's really taking those like daily action steps into creating the life that you truly desire for yourself.
Very true. Well, actually, I ended up looking up. I wanted to see what like the dictionary said it meant to compare what we think it means. And because motivation is different for everybody. But according to the dictionary, motivation is the reason or reasons one has for acting or behaving in a particular way. But as I said, motivation does look different for everybody.
What does it mean to you?
To me, motivation is, just the reason. The thing that I want to accomplish, like, it's actually really hard to put into words when you ask. That's why I ended up looking it up in the dictionary. But it's the very thing that you want to accomplish and factors that kind of help me get there. What are, like, some actual factors that motivate you? What are things that motivate you? Any visuals, any ideas, any people? Like, what tends to be your motivating factor? Like something that helps you get out of bed and I'm doing this, I'm taking on the day.
Yeah, I think for me, definitely being surrounded by other people who are also feeling motivated, or maybe they're not even feeling motivated, but they're doing the things, they're creating the life, they're taking the actions, like they're doing the things they have to do in order to like create that life, make it a little bit better each day. And so I have so many people that I look up to, whether it's like in my circle of friends or, you know, people, so many people online. There's so many people that are doing the things to help us keep us motivated.
So other people is a
I think other people is like the main thing for me, because when I see someone doing something and they have what I want, like I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna go and do that now. Like I'm motivated to go and do that. If this person's like, okay, this is where I'm at in my life, and these are this is what I did in order to get there, like this is the strategy I used, this is like the mindset, I'm gonna just go and replicate that in my own way. Like I'm gonna make it my own. I'm not gonna like go and directly copy that person, but I'm honestly gonna like follow what that person did in order to get there.
True. Other people definitely motivate. I would say think most people could get motivated by other people. There's podcasts, there's just so many things. But I was listening to a podcast myself, and I wanted to talk about some factors that have actually been scientifically proven to motivate you. And the first one is having a plan. Of course, having a plan. Without a vision, it's nearly impossible to direct your energy effectively. So what I think that means is, if you don't even know what you want, how could you be motivated to do it? So step one, what's the plan? So me and Carly are in a business together where our plan is to be successful in that business. So we have a very specific plan laid out, and that's step one. Step two was identified as breaking the large tasks into small, manageable chunks that you can do every day. And this is honestly where I struggle. Carly, I don't know if you can relate, but I wake up every day and the list of things you can do as an entrepreneur is so big and so vast. I get so lost in where do I begin? what the heck am I doing? And it's seriously really hard for me. So yeah. What is your take on that? Like breaking it up? Like, how do you do that? Cause I struggle.
Yeah, I can feel you on that 100%. And I love what you said about like having a plan. Like for me, that's like having like the same thing, kind of like having a goal. So like, okay, what's the big goal? What's the bigger vision? And then breaking that down into like smaller tasks, like you said. And like, I think the goal can maybe be like 6 months, a year down the road, but then like, okay, so what are the tasks that you have to do in order to get there? Mm-hmm. And I think a good way, cause like we're both moms, like life throws shit at us from time to time. Like it happened to me this morning. Like I had I'm going to talk about that in a little bit, but I had the craziest morning anyways. So yes, life happens for all of us. But I think having like maybe 3 things that you write down before you go to bed the night before that you want to do the next day, and like work on those 3 things only, and don't do anything else until you have those like 3 tasks done. And then if you get those done, like, okay, go on to other things, but like really make it simple, like set it up so that you can win. Because say you like had like 10 things you wanted to do and you just felt so overwhelmed and you weren't able to get any of it done. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel horrible. Like you're almost going to like retreat back. You're not going to do as much. Whereas if you can accomplish like 3 things in a day, you're going to be like, oh my God, like that's a win. Like let's celebrate that. And like, you might even then create the space to have like feeling like you have more time to do more and keep moving.
Yeah, that's true. Like what I do, what I've been trying to do is every Sunday, like, what am I going to do for the week? But even that I find can be overwhelming looking at an entire week. So I'll be like, okay, I do exactly what you just said. I write my tasks for the day and then try not to make it too much. But I still like find myself, I'm like thinking about all the other things, but you really just have to focus on your few tasks that you have planned for that day. And then just do that, because it's better to do really, really well in a few things than to do kind of crappy and like very many things, because you're trying to get too much done in a day.
Yeah. I think also having like a solid morning routine is like really, really helpful in order to stay like focused and like on point. For myself, like I don't do it every single day, but when I have a good solid morning routine, say that's like waking up, doing like a 5 to 10 minute meditation, like writing out like a gratitude or a goals list, and then going and drinking some water and making a tea, and like having that morning routine kind of be like the thing I do every day to like set my day up so that I'm like, my nervous system is regulated, I'm balanced. Whereas like some mornings, if the whole family, we all sleep in and I don't get up before the kids, and then everything just like feels chaotic. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what happened today. And like, I didn't do any of my morning routine, and like, it threw everything off. And so I think like, if you're trying to get specific things done in a day, like have that morning routine that you lean on. Maybe you read like a motivational post or like something, right? Like do something that makes you feel like balanced.
Yeah. So I've been trying to start doing breath work, because I've been listening to so many things about the importance of breath work. And so that's been something I've been trying to do. So yes, getting into that routine that you need to set yourself up for success, which actually leads me to the next factor that is proven to motivate people. And that is setting up your positive mindset, which Carly already said without us even getting to that point, because it's so important. So breath work, meditation, affirmations. Today I'm going to wake up, I'm going to feel great, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to take on the day. Sometimes you need to convince yourself this, because our brain can play tricks on you and tell you, oh, you're not going to be able to do it, you suck, you're not motivated, how are you ever going to accomplish that? We get in our head. And then if you do these affirmations and these positive things before you even have a chance to think like that, you're kind of setting yourself up for success every single day, bit by bit. So declare your plan for the day. What are you doing today to be amazing?
Yeah. And like, honestly, like another thing I just want to say is like, and we're all human, like we're not going to feel our best every single day, and like, that's okay. But if like you can, if you have like tools that you utilize in order to like slowly bring yourself out of that, like, like if you can become so self-aware that you know when you're like spiraling down. Like I feel like I'm getting so much better at becoming self-aware. Like I can feel it in my body. I know like where I feel it, what I'm feeling. And I'm like, okay, if I don't do something right now to kind of bring myself out of this into a better feeling, like even if it's like slightly better, mm-hmm. then I'm going to spiral down. So yeah. it's like becoming self-aware. And even if it's like, okay, I'm just going to sit here and take 3 deep breaths, or the kids are overwhelming me, I can't handle it anymore, I'm going to go sit outside, like plant my feet in the earth and like ground myself for like 30, even if it's like 30 seconds, and like sit in the sun, something.
Which is so good for you, which we'll get into in future podcasts. So important, these such simple free things that you can do to help you just feel better every day. But the I think the driving factor here, and that we're all guilty of this, is you cannot let your emotions take the wheel. Otherwise, you're screwed, because especially women, we are emotional. We really are. Our emotions drive many things that we do. So if you let your emotions take the wheel, that means it's just not going to be good, because your emotions are, they're just crazy.
I think that also comes back to the self-awareness aspect. Like, you need to like learn who you are as a person, like what triggers you, like mm-hmm. where, yeah, like when people say something to you, is this a reoccurring thing that every time this is said to you, you instantly like feel like the adrenaline running, like you feel it in your body, like, so yeah, like what things trigger you, like what makes you upset, like just becoming so self-aware, so that mm-hmm. And then knowing like what you can do in those moments. Like for me, if I'm like angry, if like my husband and I are in a fight, or like I'm so overwhelmed with the kids, like honestly a good workout always brings me back. So I'm like, okay, if I can not react to him, and rather in those moments just be like, I'm gonna go for a run, let's talk when I get back in 15 minutes. Honestly, we always have the best conversations, and we always resolve it when I come back from that workout. Whereas if I'm like reacting and like losing my mind and like not becoming self-aware, then it's just like all hell breaks loose. So it's like that self-awareness and like what you need in that moment to slowly bring yourself out of that.
Yeah. And I just was listening to something else the other day, and I can't remember his name, whose podcast I was listening to, but he was saying, don't know yourself, learn yourself. So learn, if this is something that triggers me, you get to learn that in that moment when you're kind of feeling that and know, okay, this is what I need to do. I've learned about myself that this is something that triggers me. So because I've been triggered, instead of reacting in my emotion, which is angry, frustrated, sad, whatever it may be, get outside, do something, because chances are, even if you just take 2 minutes, just 2 minutes, I guarantee you wouldn't react the same way that you would have if you reacted instantly after that trigger.
Yeah. And honestly, this might like shock some people and might not shock some people, but most of these triggers are like things that we've like experienced in childhood, like at a very yeah. young age, even as a baby. Like if our parents were arguing about something, like we are energy beings, and like we take on energy. And so yep. as a child, I think it's like up until you're 6 or 7 years old, your subconscious mind is completely being like conditioned. And so everything that's happening mm-hmm. in your surroundings, in your world, you are fully taking on. So as an adult, you might then all of a sudden have these issues, and you're like, I don't even know where this is coming from. Like, why does this bother me?
Yeah.
Really, you have to like go within. And even if you can't, like say you were too young, you don't even know what time this happened in your life, but you need to like go and allow it and feel it, and then begin to like release that. And just like, there's so many meditations that you can do around like releasing like childhood traumas and stuff. And I know we all have them. Like, I don't think there's like one person that doesn't have a childhood trauma. So it's about utilizing the tools we have access to slowly start removing these. But like, also don't feel like shame and guilt around it. Like a lot of mm-hmm. things like aren't your fault. Like, we did take on a lot of shit from our parents, and then we can go on to then break those cycles with our own kids,
break the generational cycles. Exactly. People say, oh, it runs in my family. Well, break the cycle. Yep. You don't have to stick there. Also, emotion does follow the body. Okay, the body doesn't follow emotion. So what this means to me is, you wake up, I don't want to go to the gym, oh, I don't want to, I'm lazy, I'm this, emotions, you're thinking too much. Don't think, take action, get up. There's been so many times where I'm like, I'm not even going to listen to myself, because if I do, I'm screwed. And you take over with your actions, and then your emotion will follow. Just as Carly said, you do that workout, then all of a sudden, okay, I can regroup with my husband now, or my partner, or whatever. Actually, there's a study done in 2001 that showed that taking action first, even if it's just teeny tiny steps, can change your mood and thus increase your motivation. So it's all about literally just getting started and not listening to those little voices in our heads that make us so mad and make us want to just lose it.
And I think too, it's like sometimes we just need a change of like our environment. Like, you know, when you have those days where all you want to do is like lay in bed and do nothing and like, yes, you're so unmotivated. It's like, I don't want to do anything. But then like you literally force yourself, like you said, take action to get up and like maybe go and like do the dishes, like, or like,
yeah,
just anything, go to the grocery store and grab a couple of things. You're probably going to feel so much better just by doing like something so small like that.
Just don't hang out in your head. Sometimes your head can
hang out in your head and don't hang out in your bed.
Yeah. Oh my God. I like that. So I don't feel good today. Move your ass. Don't listen to yourself. Like, don't listen to yourself.
Get up and dance. I love dancing.
Dancing. Actually,
every time I dance, like, I'm just like, I move so much crap out of my body. It's so good to move your body. Mm-hmm.
Such an energy to dancing. I fully agree. Carly, like, do we ever actually want to work out? Yes, there's some days you're like, yeah, I'm feeling the gym. But a lot of times it's like, I don't want to go. Like, you can't listen to your head.
I feel like more so of the time I don't want to work out than, yeah, I do. But I like have to force myself because I know that's like my therapy. Like, mm-hmm, working out is like, it's so healing for me, and I know it is for you too.
Mm-hmm. But for everybody, obviously it's scientifically proven that working out gives you natural endorphins and makes you feel happy and obviously makes your body in better shape, makes you stronger, which means even just little tasks every day that are so hard to lift things up, like, you'll get stronger, and the more strong you get, the easier all these little tasks are becoming because you're so strong that picking up my kid 25 times a day just gets easier because there's power and strength. So the next thing that I was reading that will help you in your motivation, so specific thing, is setting up your space for success to avoid temptations. Just removing distractions.
Yeah, like when I think of that, I'm like, okay, if I'm sitting down to do like a meditation, maybe not having like my phone or laptop like right by me, or if I'm like, yes, sitting down to read, because sometimes like I'll even sit down to like read 5 pages of my book and then I'm like catching myself like checking my Instagram or something. And I'm like, whoa, I just sat down to like read. Why am I checking my Instagram? Like, put the phone away.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So that, or just like, obviously if you're trying to eat healthy, like don't be buying junk food.
I was literally going to say like, don't buy the chips, like to take the chips away.
Yeah. So whatever, like it just depends on your goal. Like if your goal is to get fit, why are you buying croissants and cheesecake at the grocery store? If your goal is to be successful in your business, maybe don't have the TV on in the morning. Like turn off your TV, turn off your phone, whatever you need to do. You do have to remove distractions if you're going to be serious on being motivated to achieve your goals.
And people who are distractions, like, mm-hmm, if you're surrounding yourself with people like who are not motivated to go where you want to go in life, and
100%.
You're catching yourself like hanging out with them, and you kind of just know when you're around those people and you feel your energy just being like drained and diminished, and you leave like feeling horrible and you're like, why do I feel so bad right now? And like, you just know who those people are. And so, yeah, hanging out with people who like inspire you, motivate you, encourage you to like say you want to do something, but that person's like, that, like, you're going to go to the gym and that person's like, well, like, do you want to just like go for brunch? And like, you shouldn't go to the gym today. Like, let's just go have fun and go out for brunch. And then you're like, okay, I'll just go to brunch. Cause like, obviously that sounds so much more fun, but you know, yeah, that you should go to the gym. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that person should be like, okay, go to the gym and then we'll go for brunch.
Yes. Like, you need to be encouraging your friends. Like, if you know your friends have goals, help them, support them. If you're a real friend, you'll do that. Cause that's another huge thing. It's so huge. I can't even believe I forgot to talk about it. Who you surround yourself with. If there's someone who doesn't believe in your dream, they think you're crazy, they think you're never going to achieve it. First of all, that's not a good friend. So just drop them. Drop them like a bad habit. And then the other thing is just like, you need to really think about who you're hanging out with, because friends are huge.
Yeah. Your network is your net worth.
Yes. And just like that goes back to our first point, which is, you know, what motivates you is surrounding yourself with people who are on the same page as you. It might not be the exact same goal, but just people that are uplifting, inspiring. And
yeah, I feel like until you can get to a point where like you can, like you're kind of where you want to be, like you're creating the success and like you're kind of unaffected by the people around you, because I think you can get to a point where like, uh-huh, you're so certain, you're like literally so motivated, you're so consistent with, uh-huh, what you do in your life that those things don't affect you anymore. But I think at the beginning, when you're starting out and you're trying to create change and make a shift in your life, it really is important to like surround yourself with those positive people.
Exactly. Last point in terms of setting yourself up for success to help keep you motivated is creating routines, which I'm sure as both of us as moms, we know that our kids need routines. We need routines. And even though that routine could be so annoying in the beginning, the more you do it, the more natural it feels. So routines now create freedom later because of that. So in the beginning, it's like, oh, I got to do my routine. I got to go to the gym. I got to do stuff for my business. I have to do this. And it's like, it's a drag in the beginning. Again, you have to feel that. You have to learn yourself. You have to push past that annoying feeling of, I don't want to do that, that lethargic feeling that we all feel, and keep doing it every day. Be consistent. And then sooner or later, it will feel weird to not do that. And yeah, that's like where your freedom comes in.
Creating like those habits. I think it takes like 21 days to like create a new habit consistently. And we have to like rewire our brains. Like our brains are like, we are on autopilot like 24/7. We think the same thoughts every single day. It's, I think we like think 60,000 thoughts a day, and 95% of those thoughts are the thoughts you thought yesterday, the day before. So it's all about like creating new habits, and it feels so uncomfortable. Like when you're creating new habits, when you're doing that morning routine, like you said, you're dreading it. Like it's so uncomfortable. It feels like the weirdest thing. But then as soon as you create that habit, you're like, I can't imagine my life not doing this.
Exactly. And there's multiple studies that prove that this isn't just words that we're saying. Like a 2007 study by Wood and Neal says habits and routine reduce the need for conscious effort. So at first it's very conscious. It's annoying. You feel lethargic. You don't want to do it. And then eventually it's like you don't even have to be fully conscious to be doing it. It's so habitual. You've wired that part of your brain that is always doing it. The synapses are always going off on that particular part of your brain. And then it's second nature. Just like when you first drive somewhere, you don't know how to get there. You're using your Google Maps, maybe drive there 5 or 6 times and you don't need your Google Maps anymore. It's the exact same science behind this and building habits. And that ultimately always comes down to not listening to your own self, separating yourself from your emotions. Once something becomes a habit, you don't have to think about it as much anymore. Right?
Yeah. And I've been learning a little bit from Dr. Joe Dispenza. If anyone knows who he is, he's so amazing. He's a scientist that teaches about like the law of attraction and how energy works and quantum physics. It's all scientific. So like nothing's like just theory. It's proven. Mm-hmm. And he like says to like change the way you do things, so like to rewire that brain, so you need to like change the signals in your brain to like then signal to your body that like there's change happening, to then like completely rewire your brain. There's a whole series actually called Rewired. It's so good. And he's like, if you usually brush your teeth with your right hand, like try it with your left hand. If you drive to work the same way every day, like go a different way. Like
this.
Change like the way you do you would normally do things to like start creating, like getting comfortable being uncomfortable and creating those new habits. Because I feel like as humans, we get so complacent, we get so comfortable with the things we do, and then we just become so stagnant.
Yeah.
And we hate change and we don't want anything to change, but we need it.
We need change.
And if you want things to change, you gotta change, peeps.
I know. And change is always uncomfortable. But again, it's that feeling that, oh, I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to do this. And then you push past that, feel it, learn yourself. Push past that, you will get better at it. It's scientifically proven. So just who cares if you don't want to do it? Do it anyway. So yeah. In summary, for these points, if you had a vision and a schedule and intention on how you want to feel and plan of action and set routines, would you be more motivated and less lazy? Of course, if you had all these things. So Carly, what do you think is the difference between being motivated and being driven?
Oh my God, these questions.
It's okay if you don't know.
Motivated and driven.
It's not a test. Don't worry.
No, I know. I'm just trying to think of like how I would describe that.
Because I've recently learned that there's actually a difference between the two.
Motivated and driven. Well, I kind of think like motivated is like moving forward, like taking those like action steps, doing the tasks that you know you have to do. Whereas like driven is like, like when I think of like being driven, I'm like, nothing can get in the way of what I'm trying to accomplish. Like, I don't care what happens. Like, I'm going to go and do this thing. Kind of like how my morning was. Like, I feel like I was like driven to come here, even though I didn't want to, because I had like such a chaotic morning. Like,
yeah.
But anyways, go and read the definition of.
Oh, it's actually, I was just learning that being motivated, there's things that can motivate you. So those are the stimuli, the people, the podcasts, the whatever, the mindsets like that motivate you. But to be driven is actually the action that you're taking because you got motivated. So you can be motivated all day till the cows come home, but until you're actually acting on that motivation and doing the damn thing, that's when you're driven. And when you're,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can be motivated and listen to a podcast for 5 hours straight, but are you going to do something, or are you just going to sit there and listen and learn? Do something.
Yeah, it's like always implementing what you're learning.
Yeah, you always have to take some action, okay? Yeah. Headspace is good. It's very good to fill your head with these things, but take action. And that's where the magic happens.
Yeah, that makes sense. I like that.
And then this brings me to another point that we talk about a lot in our business, and something, a book I'm reading right now about knowing your why. And that is actually the biggest thing that would motivate any successful person, knowing your why. So what have you learned, Carly, like, about that? What is your why? What do you mean? Like, for people listening, like, what does that even mean? Your why?
Your why is like why you get up in the morning, why you do what you do, like that deep burning desire for what you want in your life and why you want to create it. And so, for example, like, my why is my family. Like, I want to create success for my kids, for my family. It's that deep knowingness inside, like, of like the things like we're doing in business right now in life. Like, there's been so many times where we probably don't want to do these things, we don't want to take these actions, but we're doing it because our why is so strong. And it doesn't even matter, like, there's the why and then there's the how. And sometimes, well, all the time, you don't even need to know your how. You're like, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but my why is so strong. I'm so committed to my why that the how doesn't matter, and I'm just going to take action steps because I know what I want in my life.
And sometimes you're just sick of the BS, and even that can just be your why. I'm so sick of the hamster wheel. I'm so sick of waking up every day and doing these mundane things that I feel like aren't getting me anywhere. They're doing nothing but help me pay bills. And I just, like, for example, like, a really good example is, let's pretend that you are on a mission to make $10,000 this month, $20,000 this month. And then somebody comes up to you and tells you, if you don't make $20,000 this month, we're going to kidnap your child. And even though that's terrible, and obviously would not wish that on anybody, your why becomes so strong in that moment. And you're like, wow, I better. And that's my why. I can't have this happen to my kid. You would be so on fire for your goals and hype up your drive so much harder because of that. And that is what I mean when it's like, really know your why. Why am I doing this? Because I cannot live this life anymore. I want to live this life because I just want to be like, whatever your why is, just make sure that it's a strong why and you stick to that, because that is going to be the thing, I believe, that drives your motivation into action.
Yeah, it's like you're literally willing to do whatever it takes, no matter what.
And just really having that focus on your plan A. Like, actually, there's a quote by Will Smith that I read on the internet, and he said, there's no reason for plan B because it distracts from plan A. And I realized, and I'm coming from a teaching background, and I was actually considering full-time teaching and still doing this business that we're doing together. And I was like, I can't, because I would be so focused on that full-time teaching. So I switched to supply teaching, and because I don't have any homework as a supply teacher, there's nothing I have to take home. And I really just want to keep my focus on what I am keeping my focus on, which is growing my business and staying focused on it and just keeping my eyes on the prize, which is plan A. And plan B, just don't even, just, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And then another thing, something that, so let's now look at the opposite end of the spectrum. We've talked about so many things that motivate you. So demotivation comes from, you know, when do you feel like demotivated? Like, obviously people can demotivate you. We've already talked about that. But the biggest thing that really demotivates us starts with an F. And what do you think that stands for, Kale?
An F.
And it ends in R, and it's four letters. And it rhymes with beer.
Fear.
Fear.
There we go.
So fear is something that, and I mean, I'm freaking scared every day. I'm brand new trying to make a business work out. I have no idea what I'm doing. And the fear is there every day. And that can be a huge demotivating thing. I would say that's like the main thing that demotivates people every day, is fear of what others think, fear of not being successful, fear of just not being good at it and not making any impact and just sucking. And that's, fear is always going to be something that we as human beings experience. So it's not a matter of how am I going to eliminate the fear? It's how am I going to deal with the fear in a positive way and get better at actually managing that fear?
Yeah, I feel like fear is like why most people don't do what they actually want to do in their life, because mm-hmm. they're too scared to do it. They're too scared of what people think. They're too scared of failure. There's so many factors that go behind it. But yeah, but when I feel that fear, that's when I know I have to go and do the thing. So if it's not like legitimate fear, if like I'm not being chased from by a tiger,
yeah,
and I know it's just like in my head and mm-hmm. something like I'm making up that hasn't even happened yet, but I'm scared to do it, but I know it's going to take me to that next level. Like I'm going to experience growth if I do this thing, even though I'm scared. I go and do it.
Carly's very good at like just maintaining that positive mindset. Like so good. I feel like your why is so strong, and I'm still kind of working on my why. I know why, because I ultimately want time freedom, but I can't wait to finish this book I'm reading, which I highly recommend to all of you. It's called Know Your Why by Get Back to You on that. So and Carly just explained the difference between two types of fears, and one is primal fear and one is intellectual fear. And primal fear is, oh my God, I'm going to die. There's a gun in my face. There's a tiger chasing me. I'm about to be in a car accident. That's a primal fear. That's real. That's based on something real. But living in a first world country like Canada, most of our fears, I would say 99.9% of them, are intellectual fears, which is based on things that are in your mind that are usually based on things that haven't even happened yet. So if you can sit there and be paranoid about something that hasn't even happened yet, like I'm going to fail. Well, you haven't failed, or I'm not going to make any money, but you haven't even tried. If you can sit there in that headspace for so long and let that demotivate you, why not just shift that to the opposite end, which is, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be successful in acting in that. Because as we were saying before, emotion will follow the body. So if you start to shift your body into doing the things and shifting your mindsets, then your emotion will follow and start to shift and be like, yes, you're going to do it. And your mind is everything. So people know when you're walking around confident versus walking around in unconfident, with a lack of confidence, I should say. So with that being said, you really do need to just think on the other side and not think about all these fears. Just get used to turning those thoughts into bubbles and popping them and getting them out of your head. Because if you can do it on this side, and then you could really manifest your reality by thinking negatively like that, then just go on the other side and start manifesting your reality. Like, I'm going to be successful. Like, Carly's very good at those affirmations, and I need to get better at that myself.
Yeah, I think it's all, that comes back to the self-awareness and like being so self-aware that you're like, these fears that I'm experiencing aren't even legitimate. Like, most people hold themselves back from fear, and it's not even for legit reasons. Like, mm-hmm. nothing bad is going to happen if you try to do something. But maybe 10 years ago you were told that you looked stupid doing that, or that you were never mm-hmm. going to make it, or you weren't, maybe in school you were told you weren't smart enough, and so now you're too scared to take chances. And if you can really tap into your heart space rather than your head,
mm-hmm.
and just tell yourself like, no, like, that isn't true. That's not my truth.
Mm-hmm. I 100% agree that you do need to go with your heart and use your head. But I really think that human beings more often need to follow their heart, because how much better of a place would Earth be if people followed their heart more than their head? That would take all greed away and all selfishness away from the equation entirely. So basically, I also was reading these other studies, and it said that when you are playing out things that could go wrong, when you project your mind into this future that doesn't even exist, because your body and your mind are connected, your brain actually sends neuropeptides to your body, which creates hormones as if that's actually happening. And that's the reason why you tend to stay stuck in the same place for so long, because your body is following your mind, and you're starting to live this false reality that you've built. And it's an actual scientific thing going on in your head, and that's exactly why a lot of people just stay stuck in the same place, because those neuropeptides are constantly going from their brain to their body and then keeping them stagnant and in that same place. So you need to overcome that, and we all have the power within ourselves to do that.
And then you're creating that reality too. Like, this might be like way over the top, and we can talk about this in like future episodes, but like, you create your own reality, like, through energy and magnetism and quantum physics. Like, it's a mm-hmm. it's a proven thing, and like, I'm learning so much more about this, so I don't want to go into it right now, but when you are thinking, believing, and feeling something, you are creating that for your future. And so if you are constantly, yes, like Sam said, staying and like thinking these thoughts, and then your brain sending signals to your body, and you're like staying stuck and stagnant, like nothing is ever going to change for you.
You're going to stay stuck. If you think you're not going to do it, or you think you can't do it, you can't do it. Yeah. If you think you can do it, you can do it. It's, you need to live out the reality that you want and just live like you're already there almost, you know?
Yeah. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you're right.
I'll
never forget that quote.
I actually, who said that? I just read that.
Was it Napoleon Hill?
Oh, I don't know who that is, but it's, ask yourself this question. What is scarier, being in the same place in 10 years or simply trying something new and getting out of your comfort zone? Because to me, being in the same place 10 years from now is a million times scarier than just trying to do the damn thing.
I love that. And like, I'm going to relate this back to the business that Sam and I started. Like, I remember when before I got started, I was like a little bit fearful, and I was talking to my husband, and he actually put it into perspective for me. He was like, what's the worst case scenario, mm-hmm, if we invest in this business? And I was like, I don't know what. And he was like, nothing changes. He was like, our lives stay the same and nothing changes.
Mm-hmm.
But if I take this chance, if I take this risk and invest in myself and my future, the possibilities are endless. Mm-hmm. I don't want to stay where I am now.
Yeah, screw. Screw that.
Screw that.
We're all meant to grow. We're all meant to upgrade. And yeah, you just need to get yourself out of these states of mind. It's honestly, it takes practice and it takes repetition. But you just need to, number one, be aware. I am aware I am fearful right now. Learn yourself. Number two, practice. Get yourself out of that state and then repeat. That's the step. Okay. Be aware, practice, repeat. Do those three things. You'll get better at it. And just like when you work out every day at the gym, you build that habit, you get better at it. Just like every habit in life, you will get better at that. It's a practice. When things come up that distract you, don't know yourself, learn yourself. Okay. Knowing is based on the past. I know that in the past I did this. Screw the past. Be present. Learning yourself is being present. Knowing yourself is in the past. Okay. Okay. Observe the very feelings as they come up. When you get distracted and your motivation starts to weaken, be aware of it. And then that ability to overcome will be very intentional in that moment.
Self-awareness.
I feel like
I've been talking so much about self-awareness. It always comes back to that.
Imagine every human being was like more self-aware. Like how many less fights we would have with our partners, with people that are close to us, like if you were just like took that moment, that minute to just chill and feel that burn of whatever you're feeling and then push past that, you'd be like, the world would be a different place. It really would.
I feel like there's a big gap like there, like people don't know who they are and they don't know what they want.
Mm-hmm. So it comes down to a question of how can I be curious about this anxiety and this fear that comes up and just be in that space where you can really get to learn yourself a little bit better. Okay, so just keep practicing and repeating.
And the goal can be so small, like even if it's like, I want to save like $100 a month, like, mm-hmm, make it so small so that you believe it and then you can achieve it, right? If we make these goals like way too far in the future, like way over our heads that we don't believe it, like we probably won't reach it. So like it has to feel like a little bit stretchy, but also like you have to believe that you can get there.
Mm-hmm. And Roald Dahl, he's the author of The Twits. He's the author of The Big Friendly Giant, James and the Giant Peach. He said, if you don't believe in magic, you'll never find it.
I love that. Yeah.
That's like my favorite, yep, quote. If, like, you need to believe and then you will.
Do you believe in magic?
Yeah. So if you keep repeating these things, guys, you will be successful. You will rewire your brain, and rewiring your brain is the key to success here. Okay. So thank you for listening to our podcast. And yeah.
Thank you. You got this. And honestly, like, yeah, just like surround yourself with people who are going in the same direction that you want to go. Look up to people that have what you want, been where you are, and just stay consistent. And you got this. Like, we all start somewhere. We all most likely want more out of life. And mm-hmm. So just know you're not alone. You're not the only one. And just keep moving forward.
And we're all born to thrive. Nobody's meant to live this life that's mediocre. We're all born to thrive, and we all have that in us. And your dreams matter. I'll always say that your dreams matter. So start upgrading yourself, and you'll be great.
Thank you.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye.